that assists the developmentally disabled is praising the settlement of a state lawsuit that would place more people like her clients in traditional settings. The PACE Center for Independent Living helps adults with mental retardation and other disabilities move out of large institutions and into apartments and group homes. That's the goal of yesterday's class action settlement, which gives more than 6,000 Illinois residents that option. PACE Executive Director Nancy McClellan Hickey says the people she works with have been underestimated for years.
I think that's slowly changing, and people are starting to see that a person can work, a person can have their own household, they can get married, they can have kids. Many people are capable of that and are capable of maintaining that. And some just need a little support from a place like PACE or other organizations that provide services.
PACE, or Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, helps about 2,000 clients find accessible housing and conduct simple tasks. McClellan Hickey says the settlement would not only, in her words, set some people free, but save the state of Illinois money because some state institutions will be able to close. She says PACE's services cost about a third of what the state pays for its facilities. But the state will continue to monitor PACE and other facilities that deal with transitions, and anyone wishing to remain in state institutions can do so. Three towns in the north and northwestern Chicago region are the finalists for Illinois' 10th casino license. Rosemont, Des Plaines, and Waukegan made the cut. The Illinois Gaming Board announced its decision today. Gaming Board Chairman Aaron Jaffe says the state is in tough economic times. He says he voted for the towns he thought could bring in the most revenue.
We should do whatever we can in order to help the state get as much money as they can to finance the things that they need.
Seven groups originally applied for Illinois' 10th casino license. A bid team from Harvey in Chicago's south suburb says it's disappointed by the decision. The chairman of the Indiana House Public Health Committee wants legislation to ban smoking in almost all enclosed public places in the state, including restaurants, bars, bowling alleys, and casinos. Bill is similar to the smoking ban already in place in Illinois. Gary, Democrat Charlie Brown, calls it a public health issue. He says his primary aim is protecting the health of non-smokers. Opponents include the Indiana Licensed Beverage Association, which represents about 700 bars, restaurants, and taverns, and the Casino Association of Indiana, which represents 12 out of Indiana's 13 casinos, will seek an exemption. Both groups say smoking bans would hurt business. Brown filed a smoking ban bill last session that would have made exceptions for bars, bowling alleys, casinos, and paramutual horse racing venues. That bill was heard briefly in committee, but no vote was taken. A community forum tomorrow morning in Danville is the latest effort by a community group to get more citizens actively involved in government. The Danville Caucus is a grassroots group that first raised attention by questioning the process the school district in Danville is using to replace retiring superintendent Nanette Mellon. But coordinator Terry Barber says the Danville Caucus wants to be more deeply involved in educational issues in general, including being tutors or mentors to individual students.
When the kids went back to school, we went back to school. And we've had a presence in the school system every day. And I believe we've made quite a bit of progress, more than I believe what anybody expected so thus far.
The caucus held its first educational forum in August. Barber says tomorrow morning's session will follow up on the suggestions made at that meeting, and school administrators and board members will be there. Meeting will be held at 10:30 a.m. at the Bremer Center at Danville Area Community College. It's 5:34.
WILL programs are made possible by HigherEdJobs.com, listing open faculty and administrative positions at colleges and universities across the U.S. online at www.HigherEdJobs.com.
A cold front is moving through the region. It will continue to move tonight. Rain showers can be expected this evening ahead of the front, with the precipitation changing to snow as cold air pours into the region behind the cold front later tonight. We'll see some minor snow accumulations, possibly, across northern parts of Illinois and Indiana, along with most of Wisconsin. There's snow in Ed Kieser's weather forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area. The forecast for tonight, cloudy, breezy, and turning colder, with periods of rain changing to wet snow showers toward daybreak, the low 33. Northwest to north winds, 12 to 24 miles per hour. For tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cold, with occasional snow showers and flurries. The daytime high 34 with a wind chill in the low 20s. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. It'll be cloudy, blustery, and cold tomorrow night. A few snow flurries, the low 24. For Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, the high 38. Partly to mostly cloudy Sunday night, the low 28. The high 37 on Monday with a chance of a few flurries. Right now, it's 51 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, we've heard from a number of observers about what's next for Iraq.
We should pull out relatively rapidly, whether it's 16 months or 24 months.
I'm not going to argue that 6 months is better than 16 months.
If you put General Odierno's plan on a table and Prime Minister Maliki and our new president and Ryan Crocker's, it's probably just a few months that would be separating them, I suspect.